it is self-evident that the mitzvah in this week's parsha, Svartam Lachem Mokros HaShavos, is not a chayk. I am absolutely sure in it, that it's not a chayk. And most likely it must be the type of mitzvah that we have to understand why we're counting. Counting for a purpose. For Aduma can be a chayk, but we're not counting 49 days from Pesach until Shavuos for a chayk. So we yanti to see what reasons I could find. And it's rather interesting that there are quite a number of reasons for what the Sefiras Ayver is about in terms of Poshut Pshat in the Pasuk, besides the Zohar's interpretation. But we'll go in an orderly fashion. The most well-known of the interpretation of Sefiras Ayver is the interpretation of the Sefer HaChinuch, that we're counting the days in preparation for Kabbalah Satayim. And there are 49 levels of Tumah. Each day corresponds to one level that we're attempting to rise. That's perhaps one possibility. It would not seem to be the only possibility, but one possibility in terms of why there are 49 days. The Or HaChaim cites this particular view from the Zohar. And he does not view the 49 days in the way that we do, that the 49 days each day corresponds to rising one level. But he says, classically, Chazal associated Matan Torah with the association of the Rabbeinu Shel Olam with Klal Yisrael. And they compare that to a chuppah, that we entered into a covenant, to a bris, with the Rabbeinu Shel Olam at Maimonides Har Sinai. And it's interesting that the halacha draws many parallels in the minhogim of our chuppas, which come from Maimar HaSinai. The seven times that the kallah circles, the chosan, apparently is associated with the seven rakiyim that the Rabbeinu Shel Olam came down from the heavens to this world. There's an association of those two events. And the Chazal speak of Matan Torah as a chuppah. And we find even in a negative sense, Chazal state, when they talk about the Chet HaEgel. So Chet HaEgel, we hadn't even left Har Sinai yet. We were waiting for Moshe Rabbeinu's return. And Chazal was so sharp. They were not merely mouthed in the least. They told it exactly in a very cutting fashion. And Chazal states, Alu v'kalo shezin sotoch uposo. It is most unfortunate if a woman or man is unfaithful. But what would we say about a kala that's unfaithful before she even leaves the chuppah? And that's what Chazal compared Chet HaEgel. We hadn't left Matan Torah yet. We're still waiting at the foot of Har Sinai for Moshe Rabbeinu. And we ran off in a different direction already. So he says, just as the kala prepares 7 days to go to, for her to be matayar herself, to go to the chuppah, so we also prepare 7 days. Then why do we have 49 days and not 7 days? So he says, there are two possibilities. One possibility may in fact correspond to the 49 levels of tumah. He says, one may be because in fact we were so involved in the negative aspects of Mitzrayim, of its tumah, that we needed 49 days to prepare. And the second possibility he has, that here it's not a personal thing. A kala is a personal thing. Here it's all of Klal Yisrael, for all of Klal Yisrael to prepare, so we were given 7 times 7. So, that's his explanation of the Sefiras Ayver, and that's why it starts at Pesach and goes to Shavuos. Because as he points out, the Rabbeinu Shel Olam told Moshe Rabbeinu at the very beginning of Shlichus to Klal Yisrael, "Hutziacha asom tavdun asalokim alahar azeh." The goal of Yitzias Mitzrayim is to come where? Is to come to Chayiv. Where was the vision of the snap? The shlichus of Moshe Rabbeinu begins in Har Chayiv. The Rebbeinu Shel comes to him there. He is to bring Klal Yisrael there, and this is ultimately what Moshe Rabbeinu was his Har Chayiv. Zichru Taras Moshe Avdi. So the days from Pesach until Shavuos are a preparation to come to that second, to the culmination of the Geula of Matan Torah. That's the explanation of the Zohar. It's, though not an explanation which I believe has any basis in Pshat itself. I don't believe in the Pshat of the Pesukim there's any indication that that's the case. Most of the Mefarshim take a spin which really is tied to Pshat. And all the point of departure for all the varied interpretations stems from a pasuk in Yirmiyahu. It's in the fifth chapter in Yirmiyahu, Perakei, pasuk Chav Dalad. Now, as we know, Yirmiyahu was the prophet of doom. And he had the unfortunate responsibility, I guess from Austin, but we would consider it unfortunate, but the Rebbeinu Shel Olam chosen, so I guess it was a schus, obviously. But he had to speak to Klal Yisrael in very harsh terms. And he says, Shimun Ozois Am Sochol, this is in Pasuk Chaf Aleph, listen carefully, Am Sochol, a foolish nation, Ve'ein Leiv, who has no heart. So there was no wisdom, no discernment. A naim lahem lo yiru, eyes that do not see. As naim lahem lo yishmo, ears that do not hear and comprehend. Is it conceivable that you do not stand in awe of me, the Rebbeinu Shel Olam says? In mi ponai lo sachilu, in my presence you do not fear? Asher samdi chol gvul layom. The ocean is not going to be punished by me. It is not subject to Din V'cheshbon. I have commanded the ocean, as the Chumash tells us in Parshas Bereishis, Yukavu Amayim, El Mokoyim Achod, B'Seroi HaYabasho. And the ocean stays in the ocean. Right? When the world was created, the waters covered the entire earth. Rabbeinu Shel Olam commanded them to recede. And that's where they stay. The Atlantic Ocean doesn't suddenly decide that it wants to cover the whole United States of America again. That's it. It has a gvul. It stays. It was a few feet this way, but the land stays put. And that's with no concern for Schar Va'inish. It has no bechir. But the Bria listens to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. It's natural. The teva of the world is to listen to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam.
What about the trees?
Chak Olam Lo Yavrenu. We don't exactly comprehend what that chazal is, but that's for a different time and place. Chok oylam v'lo yavrenu. This is an eternal law of nature which is not violated. By his gosha v'lo yicholu. The sea roars, but it cannot escape its boundaries. V'homu galov. The waves raise a commotion v'lo yavrenu, but they will not pass the borders that the Rebbeinu Shel Olam set for them. U'la'om hazeh ha'yolev seru umayra. And this heart, nation has a rebellious heart. Sorrow, they've strayed from the Rabbeinu Shel Olam Vayelechu, and they've gone away. Well, they omru b'vavam, they have not proclaimed in their heart. Nira no'as Hashem Elokeinu. We ought to stand in awe of the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. Besides the fact that the Rabbeinu Shel Olam is mitzavos, but we are subject to Schar Va'inish too. And what should we look at? If we wish fully to comprehend how much concern we have to have for the Ratzon of the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, so the Novi states, Hanoisin Geshem v'Yeiro Malkush. We are dependent on rain. Geshem is rain at the normal time, Yeiro the early rain, Malkush the late rains. Umalkush be'ito. When each one comes at its appropriate time. If it won't come at its appropriate time, the crops won't grow, the crops will be destroyed. We're so dependent on Yad Hashem that the world function properly. The first against Shvuos, weeks, Chukos, Kotzer. The laws of the harvest, Yishmalonu, he should observe or preserve for us. So the Novi says, just look at our existence in this world. If the Rabbeinu Shel Olam will not, in his compassion, provide that the agricultural cycle should operate in proper fashion, that it should rain when it's supposed to rain, and at the time of the harvest, that it should be dry at the time of the harvest, you know, where will we be? If it'll be dry in the growing season and rain in the harvest season, what will we have? So we are utterly dependent on the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. And yet we have no comprehension of our need to stand in awe of him. And all the Mefarshim dwell on how to explain what is Shvuah Yischukos Kotzer Yishmalonu. What does the word Shvuah mean in this pasuk? It merely should have said simply, Anosim Geshem B'Yoro Malkos B'Ito, Chukos Kotzer Yishmalonu. The laws of harvest, the order of the harvest, should be preserved for us. What is Shvuah Yischukos Kotzer Yishma Lono. The Targum renders it as the Marikra. The Targum renders it that the Shavuos, as we know, has two meanings in the Hebrew language. We have Shiva Shavuos Tispaloch. It means weeks. And Shavuos Hashem Tiyev in Shneim. And refers to weeks. So which one are we referring to here? The Targum renders it, and I believe that's the simplest explanation of the pasuk. But many Mefarshim, in fact, do not learn it that way. The Targum renders it, Bizman Kayim Shvuayo, the time that the Rabbeinu Shel Olam will observe his Shvua. We'll see what Shvua we're referring to. The Bizman Chatzta Natarlonu, he will maintain the order of nature to protect the harvest. So what Shvua is he referring to? Where's the Shvua that the Rabbeinu Shel Olam made to us? So the Marikra, one of the Rishonim, points to Parshas Noach. The Rabbeinu Shel Olam said after the Mabul, Shomer La'olamo HaShvua. He will observe for the world that Shvua that he made, Shakoras Lonu, Zera, V'Kotzer, V'Chayim, etc. Lo Yishbosu. That the seasons of planting and the seasons of harvesting, Lo Yishbosu, they will not be curtailed. So this is a promise that the Rabbeinu Shel Olam made after the Mabul. So this is what we're referring to in this pasuk. Klomar chukos shakotzer tolibo. Those laws of nature on which the harvest is dependent. Hu yoro malkoish v'kor v'chom v'kayetz v'chayrav. The whole weather patterns of the world. Yom v'layla kozer shermelano shalo yishbasu laila. The world has a certain order which will not end. Imtiro shem poiskim. And if you wake up one day in the world, nature runs amok, then avonoseichem hitu mikem es hatoiva. Then realize that your averus, which is the next posik, have pushed you away from what's good. Shenitlu v'nosnu l'shogumas. The Rabbeinu Shalom has taken the bracha from you and given it to other nations of the world. So this is the simplest meaning of the pasuk in Yirmiyahu, that the Rabbeinu Shalom made a shvur, and normally that shvur should be observed, and if it's contravened, it's symptomatic that we're not in good standing before the Rabbeinu Shalom. Rashi renders a different interpretation of the word shvuos in this pasuk. Shvuos chukos kotzer. Shiva Shavuos, the 7 weeks. So Rashi renders it not from Shvua, but from Shavuos, from weeks. Shiva Shavuos, Shechokot Lanu Behen, Shtei Chukos Kotze. The Rabbeinu Shel Olam has prescribed 2 laws of the harvest in a 7-week period. Chayka Oimer, V'chok Shtei Halechem. This is the Oimer brought on the 2nd day of Pesach. And on the 50th day subsequent to that, we bring the korban of the Shtei Halechem. The Omer is the first use of the barley, and that allows individuals to be able to start using the 5 species of grain. And for the new menochos, for the korbanos in the Mikdash, we have the harvest of the wheat harvest, and we bring the Shtei Halechem. The Shtei Halechem are not actually brought in the Mizbeach. They're really a mincha that's associated with the korban of the specialty, the animals which are brought, the shnei chvosim which are brought on Shavuos, and in conjunction with that we bring a korban mincha, but that korban mincha does not go onto the mizbeach. that Shtei HaLechem is in fact Chometz, and Chometz is not Nikrav on the Mizbeach ever. So we wind up with the following. In Rus we read, B'tchilas Tzir Chita, the beginning of the wheat harvest. That's one of the reasons that we read Rus on Shavuos, because the wheat harvest is the time of Shavuos. The earliest harvest of grain is the Seirim, the barley harvest, and that takes place Pesach time. So that's why the Ayimer was a korban which was brought from the barley crop. That was the first crop which was ripe. We'll come to the concept in a moment. And the wheat crop becomes ripe Shavuos time. And that, from that we bring the Shtei HaLechem. So Rashi learns that the Shiva Shavuos Tisparloch connect these events, the events described in Chumash. Torah tells us that we should bring a korban. The first harvest from any place which is suitable to be used for the korban omer, a person may not bring such a harvest, may not harvest such crop until after the omer is harvested. It's reishis kitzirchem. Then, subsequent to that, we begin counting. Count 50 days, and the Torah goes on. And then we'll bring the first of the new menachos to the Rabbanu Shalom, the first of the meal offerings of the new cycle on Shavuos. And what does it say? Moshe Bosechem, Toviyu Lechem Tnufo, Shtayim Shnei Yisroelim, so this the Yenach HaMeitz, the Yofenu Bikurim Lashem. So the Psukim describe two Karbanos, and the 49 days are counting from one, and clearly, it says, at the end, what do you do at the end of the counting? Is V'krafta Mincha Chadosh Al Hashem. So it's to connect these two events, to connect the Karban HaOmer on Pesach, and the Shtei HaLechem of Shavuos. Now what is the significance of this connection? That we'll see. How the Rishonim, now take off after Rashi's interpretation of this pasuk. And we find, we'll start with the Chizkuni. Very interesting. We'll start with the Chizkuni. Shiva Shavuos Eilu, these 7 weeks of the Sphira Sa'imer, connect the Ktsir Sa'irim of the Ashaya Aimer and the Ktsir Chitim of Shavuos. And what is the point? He says the following. Shemitzvah Shmita Nohegesbam. These minim are the principal minim, in effect, which are affected by Shvias. The most important crops are the grains. That's the most important ones. V'heim shaleim omar Yirmiyo. And this is what Yirmiyo was referring to. The barley crop and the wheat crop. Shavuos chukos kotzer yishmalonu. Uperish Rashi, and the Chizkuni cites Rashi. That shiva shavuos shachokok lonu b'hem shnei chukos kotzer. And what is the point of them? Yishmalonu sheyeh kotzer bizmano. In the schus of these two karbonos, which cover basically the entire harvest season, from the earliest harvest of the Sa'irim to the Chitim, which is at the end of that period, with Kilas Kitzir Chitim, at the beginning of the Chitim, those aspects, those are both involved in Chitim is on Shavuos, and so we connect the entire harvest. And we say if we observe the mitzvahs of the harvest And we observe the mitzvah at the beginning of the harvest, and the mitzvah at the end of the harvest. And implicit in that is what the Novi Yirmiyahu said. We realize that it's the observance of the mitzvahs which will bring us to Rabbanu Shalom's bracha. That in the schus of those mitzvahs, perhaps even in Pashtus Hakra, he will observe the shvuah, that Zera v'kotzer lo yishbaisu. So in that schus is Yishma lono shiyakotzer bizmano. And that schus was zeicha that the harvest should take place in appropriate fashion. So then, simply, that's the connection. The idea of the Shiva Shavuos Tispalo is there's a mitzvah that begins the harvest, then a mitzvah which comes at the end of the harvest, when the chitim, when we begin to harvest the chitim. And during this entire period, we need that the weather be appropriate. So the counting is to proclaim the fact that there are two bookends to the harvest. There's the Sairim Pesach time, and that's the Kavanah Omer, and the Chitim, which is the Shtei HaLechem on Shavuos. Those are the bookends. And if we wish to be Matzliach, then we're dependent on the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. And that counting is to realize day by day we're in the process of a harvest. And what's the Schus that the Rabbeinu Shel Olam will give us Bracha is the Karbonos that we brought at the beginning and the end. And as the Novi proclaimed, that you'll be shomer his mitzvahs, you listen to the rotzer of the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. So this is the Chizkuni's interpretation. The Ramban in Chumash, now he goes further. The Chizkuni. He has another idea to this. And that is, there is a connection. It's rather interesting. Here we have 49 days, and in Shemitah we have 49 years. This is not very random. And he picks up on this theme, and he says, "Lefikach dover godol toli b'minyonim." There is something very significant associated with this counting. Kedei liyosu dugma v'zikaron, that this should be a reminder for us of something much larger than what's taking place here. That we count 49 days and the 50th day is Kodesh. This is a yearly reminder, the 49 days of counting and the 50th day is Kodesh, that in the larger cycle of life of the years of the Yovel, we have to count 49 and we Mekadesh the 50th year. Now, why in particular do we want this reminder, he says? The Teichocha of part of Chumash Vayikra is the Teichocha in Vayikra and the Teichocha in Chumash Dvarim. The Teichocha in Chumash Vayikra revolves around the failure to observe Shvi'as. It says explicitly in Parshat Bechukosah that you fail to observe Shvi'as. And the Ramban interprets that that's the Churban of Bayis Rishon, because the Chet of Bayis Rishon was the failure to observe Shvi'as. So therefore, Kachoru Tzvachol Atzman Shul Tuchochu Shul B'Sefer Zel Enomru El Al Ashmitin. And that's why we find that here we have that there are 49 klolos, Kineged Mem V'Teisha Shonim Shul B'Yevo, and V'Vatel B'Hem Shmitin. So therefore, each year, we remember in the counting of the 49 days, the larger issue of Yovel, and that we have to remember to observe the Shemitah each seventh, and then finally the 50th, which is the ultimate Kedusha. And perhaps that's the significance really of counting the weeks, according to the Chizkuni, because each week is reminiscent of one Shemitah. So that's why we have 1 week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, etc. The days are connected to 49 years. But the weeks, there are seven of them, Shiva Shavuos Tispaloch, that each one, every Shri is Kodesh, like the Sheishas Yom Tavoy, Yom Shvi is Kodesh, the Shvi is Kodesh in the years. So there's a special observance of Mitzvah Lemimnei Shavua, we count the weeks. Because the end of each week has a Kedusha too. The culmination of the seven sevens, we come to the 50th. that has a kedusha as well as shvuas has a kedusha. So the Chizkuni says the number of the days that's involved is to give us a yearly reminder of the larger issue of Shemitah, which was the ultimate issue of Bayis Rishon. The Ramban goes even further, I believe, than the Chizkuni goes in this regard. Because according to the Chizkuni, this is a reminder of the Inyan of Yovel. It's to focus us on the Yovel itself. I believe the Ramban goes even one step beyond the Chizkuni. The Ramban tells us we find, where else do we find Sphira in the Torah? Parshas Bahar. Yisafarta lechosh sheva shapsa shonim. So that's not, here we have Yisafartem lochem in the plural, refers to every member of Klal Yisrael. Yisafarta lechosh in the yochid means a collective entity on behalf of Klal Yisrael. The counting of the yoblis, of the years of the Shemitah, is a mitzvah upon Bezdin. And the Ramban writes, "V'lo yadati im lo mashiyu bezdin avalu chayovim nispar shonim v'shvuos b'roish kol shonim." Do they have to make a counting each year? This is the 43rd year of the Shemitah, each Rosh Hashanah, and which is the sixth end of six Shemitin in one year. Is that what they have to count? Ulevorach aleihem, or perhaps the bezdin, the Sanhedrin avalu, pronounces a bracha on this as well. K'mo yishanasa b'sfiras ha'imer. A loymar, as the pasuk merely means to state, she yizoru bezdin b'minyan b'yikatshus ma'asach hamishin, that they should keep very careful track of the year, so that they should proclaim the 50th year kodesh. So if this actually was safar to l'chol mitzvah of counting, the Ramban is unsure, but there may in fact even be a mitzvah of counting with a bracha for the bezdin once a year. V'nei mispar ayomim yom atruva yom mikra kodesh, the number of days from the korban of the omer until yontif. And they're exactly the same idea. Count 7 weeks, and make the holy day 50. From the Ramban, I gather even something even beyond what the Chizkuni said. The Chizkuni said this is a reminder of the Yovel. And from the Ramban, I believe this is a mini observance of the Yovel itself. Each and every year. But accounting, we are recollecting that we are stating that there are cycles. And this is a mini cycle of 49 days, the 50th being Kodesh. To remind us of the very same lesson of Shemitah. The lesson of Shemitah ultimately is all the sevens are Kodesh, just the Shabbos is Kodesh, and the Yovel reminds us, Kili Kol Aretz. The land is the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. What does Shabbos remind us? Again, Kili Kol Aretz. We're merely workers in someone else's place. And when the boss says it's time to close down the business, we're closed today, then we're closed, we go home. And that comes each week. And that reminds us that who's the boss? If we're the boss, we can open the business when we want. But if you come to work, and they lock the doors, and the security guard says, go home, the business is closed today. It's closed. That's it. There's nothing more to talk about. Similar, that's why, so we have, in Shabbos, we have this. And Shabbos is oriented towards our relationship with the Bria as a whole. The 49 days of the Sphira, and the 49 years of the Yovel are the same thing, according to the Ramban. Each one is a proclamation of Kili Kol Aretz. One is, it's a mini cycle, it's a mini yovel each year. It's a little bit more than the Chizkuni said. The Chizkuni said it's to remind us of the yovel. According to the Ramban, it seems it is, in a smaller sense, it is a yovel itself. It plays out that the 50th is Kodesh, just as yovel is Kodesh. So this is the connection then between, that's the significance of the counting. The Sforno takes somewhat of a different spin. Also built on the very same pasuk in Yirmiyahu. Everybody comes back to this pasuk. All parshanut in this parasha, parshanut, comes back to So I'm going to have a Megillas Rus. All Parshanut comes back to this Pasuk in Yirmiyahu. This is the point of departure. And the Sforno tells us misquoted the Rus. Rus is the beginning of Tchilas. Interesting. Tchilas Tzirus Ha'irim, it's not Tchit. Yeah, I misquoted. That's what I was concerned with. And Rus talks about Tchilas Tzirus Ha'irim. I'm not sure why, because the Mefarshim, the Tchilas Tzirus Ha'irim was actually Pesach and Atzvo, so it's a Kasha. But that we'll leave over for now. That we'll need further in. The Shavuos time is the time of the Chit and not the time of the Sa'irim. The Sforno writes, that what is the inyan of the Sphira, v'yois, let's go back a step, v'chak shavuos shabay noson hoido lokeo yisborach, chak shavuos is to give hoido. And this the Ramban also writes in Parshas Mishpatim, that all the chagim are to proclaim hoido for the oviv, all to do with the agricultural cycle in their own right. Besides all the other issues, but it's hoido for the oviv, the spring, that the remnants of the growing season has gone well. Chag Shavuos is called in Parshas Mishpatim, it's called Chag HaKotzer, and Shavuos is called Chag HaOsav. After the grain is harvested, that has to be left in the fields to dry. If you put it away, whether it's damp or rot. After the sun bakes it throughout the summer, then by Shavuos time, by Sukkot time, you have to haul it away before the rainy season starts, because that would also cause it to rot then. With Sphir, so, El the Chagim of Haido. Kimeyoz, so he says, V'hischel Dibur, Chag HaShavuos Mena Oimer, Kimeyoz Maschel Kotzer Ba'Oimer. The Kotzer, the harvest begins with the Oimer at that point. Uspiras Hashavuos in the counting of the week, Shumeinyan Achag, that's associated with the Chag. Hanikra Chag Kotzer, it's called Chag HaKotzer in the Torah, V'Chag HaShavuos. Shabay Nosan, Haido, Lokel Yisborach, we will forgive Haido to the Rabbeinu Shalaylam, and he cites the Pasuk again in Yirmiyahu. Ashavuos Chukos Kotzer Shashom Alor, that he is preserve the laws of nature in a fashion which is consistent with agricultural success. Ki omnam, and he goes on to tell us, the kavonas haragolim, the celebration of each yontif is twofold. Heima tfilah v'haido. One is to be mispala, and one is to give haido. And these two things, as I've spoken about many times, are inextricably intertwined. The Mishnah proclaims in Brochus that a person enters to the krach, to a large city, is noisin haido ala ova v'tzayek ala osid. He gives praise for that which he merited until now, and he cries forth in tefillah to the Rabbeinu Shalom for the future. And I've mentioned on many occasions the Malbim in Shiras Dovid, in Parshas, which is the after of Parshas Hazinu, who writes that commensurate with the Haidah that we give to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, that empowers us anew to be mispalo, to ask of the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, to be mavakish before the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. So Haidah and Tefillah are intertwined. And he tells us that's the nature of every Chag. Kavona heima Tefillah v'Haidah. Haidah what we had until now, and Tefillah for the next part of life. Kamo b'moe chaydesh ha'ovid, Pesach is Chodesh Oviv. HaTfilo Lekeil Ola Oviv. The Tfilo is that the spring weather should be appropriate. Vaido Ola Gula. And the Haido is for what? For the Gula that we had until now. Uviyois Ki Atzlochas HaKotzer. How do we determine if the harvest will be good or not? Tiyek, if Yimezek Azman Metchilas Ha'Ovir Ara Kotzer, will depend upon the weather in between, appropriate weather, different than winter weather, from Pesach until Shavuos. Ka'omrai, as the Novi Yirmiyahu wrote, Shavuos Chukos Kotzer Yishmalon. is Haya Aymer. The Aymer is Haydala Ovif. That's a carbon taida, kamakra bikure asod lebailim. That we take the bikurim, the first of the harvest, and we dedicate it to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. Is that the growing season has gone well until that point. Well, your carbon imoy, and the carbon that goes together with the grain, that is the tefillah. That's a tefillah before the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, ala osid, for the next weeks that are going to come until Shavuos. Voisa sfira zikoron the tefillah yom yom. We count each day for what purpose? To remember that we're counting from the carbon oimer, the carbon that we brought with it. So these are days of tefillah before the Rebbeinu. The carbon was a tefillah, and these are days of tefillah that we are shel mispalel. And to remember that these are days of tefillah, we count each day. That this is the period that we have to be mispalel, especially before the Rebbeinu Shalom. See, carbon and tefillah yom yom. Well, yechag hakotzer and Shavuos is haidol toiv hakotzer, that we've reached the harvest season. In appropriate fashion, things are going well. So he connects this Sforno. It's connected to the notion of the Rebbeinu Shel Olam's bracha of going through this particular aspect of the agricultural season. But it is not only merely that we brought a korban and we're dependent upon the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, but the korban which was brought is a tefillah. The oimer is haidol, like we brought a korban toida, as we brought bikurim. The carbon that went with it, tefillah of Mokum Kabbonah Stikta, it's a tefillah ala Osid. And these days, the days of the Sfira Sa'imar, are days of tefillah. And the counting day by day is to recall and to recollect and to focus. So this is a time especially that we have to be mispala before the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, day by day. It's very interesting, it's fascinating that almost all, as I said, we have the explanation of the Zohar, which I believe is a drash. But it's not rooted, I do not believe, in perush, in the perushim of the pasuk itself, but in parshanus. And it's all rooted in one pasuk in Yirmiyahu, and Shavuos, Kukos, Kotzer, Yishmala. All the parshanut and this parasha, from all the various aspects that the Rishonim bring to light, are all rooted in this one pasuk in Yirmiyahu. Now I wanted to look a little bit, rather than at the halachas of the Sfiras Aymer, the halachas of the Aymer itself. Yeah.
The Bikurim was also brought on Shavuos, wasn't it?
Yes, that's Chag HaBikurim.
Right, so how does that fit in? I mean,
that's again, because basically the harvest, that's really the time, the very, very beginnings of the harvest during Pesach. Right. And that's the Sfira.
Right.
When the Iker harvest is from Pesach until Shavuos. That means the harvest is, by the time Shavuos comes, that's Chag HaKotzer to celebrate. So what do we bring? Then we bring the Kur.
In other words, what you said before, it's not just the Seorim Nechitim, it's not just the grains.
Yes.
The bracha is on everything.
The bracha is on everything. But these are the principal things which sustain a person. What does the Chinuch write? That why do we have the Isur of Chodosh affect the grains? Why only the grains? Why not the apples? So he writes very interesting, very, very fascinating. Shlolecho. This is the mitzvah Shin Gimel and Sefer Achinuch. Shalom lecho lecha mitvua chadosho. We should not eat the byproducts of the tvua chadosho. Koydim kolos yom shisha also b'nisan until the end of the 16th day of Nisan. Shneamar v'lecha v'koli v'charma leisoich lo aretzam ayom hazeh. Mishroshei mitzvah. When the Sefer Achinuch talks about shroshei mitzvah, means the reasons that we can divine for what drives the mitzvah. The principal sustenance of man is from grains. With all that we eat in our sophisticated modern society, but we haven't abolished bread. It still comes back to that. And therefore it is most appropriate that we should bring a korban to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam before we begin to partake. So right, this celebrates our entire sustenance. But since the principal sustenance of man is the cereal grains, therefore we don't partake of them until we use them for a korban. And he connects this to a very significant idea in Yadus. The Gemara writes at the beginning of Ketzan Bevorchem, if we benefit from this world without a bracha, it's more. As if we were moil, behegdish. We misappropriated hegdish. So this notion that we don't partake of the grains that the Rabbeinu Shalom brought to the world is again a similar aspect of Mila. Until we give thanks to the Rabbeinu Shalom by bringing the Bikurim, its first part, to the Rabbeinu Shalom, we have no right to take from it. The whole Zel Hachshar Atzmeinu, and all of this is for what purpose? And that's what we saw in the Novi, Yoshua's Chukos, Kotzer Yishmalonash, and the Aruyim Lekabel Mituvah. That we should be worthy by giving this Hador to the Rabbeinu Shalom of receiving the Rabbeinu Shalom's blessing. So this is associated then, the Korban Ha'Omer, the grain korban, was the larger union of bracha. That before we partake of something, a gift that the Rabbeinu Shalom gives us, we express our thanksgiving to the Rabbeinu Shalom. And it's very interesting, the halacha. B'dinei ha-mitzvah, ma-sha-omru zuchonu l'vrocha, it's based on the Gemara in Menachos, this only affects the five species of grain. As we translate them, wheat, barley, spelt, oats, and rye. That's the way we translate them. In the time of the Migdash stood, Yudvav ben Nisan, on the 16th day of Nisan, when the Omer was brought, to Yamutra Chodesh Yerushalayim. Immediately after that, it was Mutra in Yerushalayim. But the problem is, in more distant places, they didn't know exactly when they brought the Korban Omer. Is Vamakoymas Rechokum Mutarim Achar Chatzis. Every place may partake after Chatzis. Why? The Vishayin Bezdin is Atzim Achar Chatzis. Bezdin, who is responsible for this, will not allow the Korban to schlep until after Chatzis. They could rely upon this chazakah. And now, unfortunately, Shein Migdash, and this is really halacha in the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, is Osram and Atayra Kalayon. In the Gemara, this is Rav Shimon ben Yochai articulated this halacha. That in the absence of the Korban Omer, that we have to wait until the completion of the day. So that's the day after the first day of Yontav. And where we make more than one day of Yontav is also called Yom Yudzayim. It's the third day of Pesach, the first day of Halamoed, it's also. Ad l'erev midrabanan, until the night of that's midrabanan. It's very interesting. The Rambam makes a very, very interesting observation concerning this. The Rambam writes, when we say it's mutri after chatzos, which chatzos is it? Where chatzos? So the Rambam writes, "I'm a parish of Mishnah to the Rambam, inside a bit of tois with Yontif. Well, the chayin tzricha maroshim lishmar chatzos yoyim, which chatzos yoyim Yerushalayim, velo chatzos is an amakimus. We have very time zones in the world. Now I could be in a time zone that I live east of Eretz Yisrael. So it's not Chatzos, but I reach Chatzos. If I live in Iraq, I live in Iran, it's Chatzos for me before it's Chatzos in Yerushalayim. If you live in New York, you don't have that problem. It's by the time we barely started the day when it's Chatzos day. We didn't start the day, we didn't wake up yet when it's Chatzos in Yerushalayim. But if you live east, Rambam lived east of Yerushalayim. So he was very sensitive to the halacha of the Rambam.
Just saying that all the matzahs that we eat on Pesach are all done, all picked before
October,
right?
Yeah, the matzahs are all, let me explain, the matzahs are always yoshim, for the very simple reason that matzahs are made of winter wheat, they're not made of summer wheat. And consequently, the halacha is that as long as it took root before the second day of Pesach, and it becomes mutter on the second day of Pesach. So the problem is the summer wheat, which is planted first in the spring after Pesach and gets harvested at the end of the summer. And we're a very blessed country because we have both winter wheat and summer wheat in the United States. We have both. The summer wheat, which is harvested in August usually, that's where all our problems with Chodesh begin. But the matzahs, there are different qualities. You cannot interchange winter wheat and summer wheat. Each one has its own qualities, its own gluten, etc. And they're used for different purposes. You could just not, you know, for crackers you use one type of thing, and bread you use something else. You do not interchange types of wheat if you want to get a first quality product. It doesn't work. And consequently, matzahs are always, and that type of product, crackers, etc., are always made from winter wheat. So the Rambam says we have to calculate according to the chatzos that's in Yerushalayim, not all chatzos. And the Rambam writes, this could be earlier or later. It means in New York, I can wake up at 5 o'clock in the morning, and it's Chatzos in Yerushalayim when the Migdash stood, and that's it. But it also, it would suggest the following, that even if it's the whole day, it's the whole day that's in Yerushalayim too. But then I'm not 100% sure. The Visha Evshashiyah Mukta Mamu'uchar would depend on Yerushalayim, and that's the Chatzos in Yerushalayim. If you understand, the Rambam says the principles of physics, latitudes and longitudes in this world, so you understand that there are very time zones. And he raised a very interesting question to Minchas Chinuch. L'chorat tzorachi in my maksha gemar in sukkah, the mechatzosion of the halon tishtere, that it should be mutter after chatzosion de bezin bis atzlan. So he says, why did the Gemara insist that it has to be mutter for that reason, that it shouldn't be more than chatzos hayoyim? The chodesh l'chol moser, everybody, it's not only Bezdin, everyone could eat chodesh. Why are we concerned that if we left the halacha at chatzos, that everyone will eat at chatzos according to their particular place? If I lived in the countries in Bovel, so my chatzos is going to be before the chatzos. So why, to the contrary, we ought to have made exactly that I have to wait until the end of the day for this reason. Also, so perhaps that would be the reason you should wait the entire way. It's a very logical gezeilah. At least in his time, you know, nowadays we live in a global society. You know, you punch in on your watch and you can get every time zone in the world. But when the Minchas Chinuch wrote in the 19th century, this was not exactly daily fear to worry what the time in Tokyo was. The fact that in certain places you might want to make it later, that would be logical. But why is this universal then outside Yerushalayim? So let's say I live in Haifa, for example. So I don't know exactly when they did it in Yerushalayim, because I'm not there. But it chatzos it ought to be mutter, so why do I have to wait every place? That's what the Gemara wanted to know. Why did he suggest that it should be longer every place? It should be according to each place what it is. Just fascinating how the time zone factor was already elucidated really by the Rambam in this halacha. And there's another halacha. The truth is that we may perhaps err, and Rav Henkin Zatzal insisted that we err in that regard, and he corrected it in his luach. I don't know if the whole world has accepted his view. I don't think so. But what's another halacha which is dependent on Yerushalayim is the Kiddush Levana. The Kiddush Levana, even when they're Mekadosh Levana, we're not going to be Mekadosh Levana with Sanhedrin in New York City. Not going to go that way. Not in Baghdad, not in London, and not in Paris. It's going to be in Yerushalayim. So now when the Zman for the Sof Kiddush is halfway through the month after that, so when should we count? So the question is, we ought to count from the Zman that it is in Yerushalayim, not from the Zman that it is here. Because as Rav Henkin points out, the Moilad is one moment in the entire world. It's when the moon becomes visible, the first sliver of the moon, after, as Rosh Chodesh ends, and you see the first light refracted, and the first part of the first quarter of the moon, the tiniest sliver of light, that's when you proclaim Rosh Chodesh. And where is that? That's in Yerushalayim for the whole world. So he says, the Sozman Kiddush Levana also want to be from that. So he argues that in New York City, that this man in fact is 7 hours earlier than we observe. And in his luach, he moved it back 7 hours. So the same ha'ara that the Rambam had here concerning the Omer, the heter of the Omer, that it's dependent on Chatzos of Henkin. Zatzal obviously picked up on the same thing, and he said in terms of Kiddush Levana, there it is relevant, because we observe, we wait the entire day now, since there's no Koran, we have to wait until the night time. I'm not sure the night time where. That's a different question. But in Kiddush Levana, he made exactly the same argument as the Rambam made in the Omer, that we have only until the time, half the month, from this Man in Yerushalayim, which is 7 hours earlier than the one we have here. Good night, Rabbi.
Where's that Mishnah with when you come into a city, you thank for it?